Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
What's that?
It's fireworks.
Is that fireworks on there? Right.
It's actually 10 hours of fireworks.
Fuck off.
From
is that
YouTube?
On YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah, video and audio.
Guys, I don't know
so
if you can...
good.
Brilliant. I don't know if you can hear that, but that is horrible. That is...
Oh.
10 hours. It must be on a loop. It can't be this. Oh, it must be fake. Oh yeah, they're just computer generated.
Oh, are
Jesus
they?
Jesus Christ. Oh. I think so.
It actually just sounds.
Stop
like
it.
Guns,
that it literally sounds like. It sounds like, and this is me reference because it's been the Christmas holidays.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like when Marv and Harry are trying to get into Kevin's house on Home Alone, and he puts the Angel with Dirty Faces film on, but
yes.
Then he puts the firecrackers in the pan at the door, and they explode.
Kill the animal.
Yeah, I mean, awful. Just awful. Well, as far as your sound effects go, that was up there with one of the worst ones that you've ever
done.
Well,
do you know what?
Good to start the year.
But they've screwed me with this bloody law where you can't play any music or any songs.
I don't know if it's a law. I think we can play music and songs, but I think we'd have to pay for them if we did. And I'm all right losing any money just for you fannying on me.
No, I'm going to look into that because I think if you just pay a certain amount, you can use certain ones. I'm going to look into it because honestly, it's really depressing.
I remember for one of my stand-up DVDs, not my special, for my stand-up DVD, what I did, the All Growed Up one, I wanted to use a Blink 182 song,
yeah.
And it was an eye-watering amount of money.
How much?
It was thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds that they wanted. And I remember, dare I say it, being a little bit upset because I used to love Blink 182, and then I heard they wanted thousands of pounds just for us to put my song on their DVD. And of course, it's their art, and I should be paying for it. I didn't expect it for free, but I just remember thinking, right, well, me, Mark, Tom, and Travis aren't mates.
Oh,
so there we go.
So, do they get that full money?
No, it'll be the record label.
That's pretty cool, though, that, isn't it?
Well,
that's
not,
where the money
for,
is, kids. That's where the money is. Write your own songs.
Oh, God,
produce
yeah.
Your own
write
shit.
And produce your own. Well, yeah, well, that's why Ed Sheeran and people like that are, you know, make. Yeah. God, right. Like, you write a song for One Direction back in the day.
Yeah.
You're sorted.
Is it too late for me to.
Write a song for One Direction?
I mean, you never know.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to get them back together first. That'll be worth more. Yeah, if you got them back together single handedly, that'll be worth more than writing a song for them. Just being the person who got 1D back together.
Imagine.
You wrangling them up. Lads, sit down. Come on. Listen.
Let's talk this through.
Let's put our differences aside. Stop. Let's all just stop getting tattoos and being weird. Mm-hmm. And let's all just
You've got mouth to feed now. Now, come on. Let's talk this through. We're back. We had a little week off. Hope you all had a gorgeous Christmas and a very happy new year. I enjoyed this Christmas.
Yeah.
It was
your
had
first
quite
one
nice
that you've
time.
Had for ages. Mm. Sorry, by the way, guys, I've got a head cold. I'm all stuffy and snotty. I sound very slightly like a pilot telling you how long your flight's going to be.
You've not mentioned this cold at all.
In the house. No, I've sold it on. Like,
you
really,
can absolutely.
Really
you can fuck off.
Dare say it. I've been a brave little boy. I've been a brave little boy.
Chris. This is what he does.
What?
This is what he does. Every time that I'm like, you're all right, man, it's just a cold, blah, 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 blah. He just has a little cough. Or a little cough.
Yeah.
Still going. There's still a thing, you know, colds. Can you believe it?
Colds.
Wouldn't think it.
Nah, don't think they are. I think they've all been wiped out. Listen, in this episode, to start off 2022, it is episode 149.
Right, great. That has nothing,
very
nothing
exciting.
To do.
No, it does. Yeah, if you do the maths on it, it's very,
can
very
you believe?
Interesting bit of numbers.
Right, listen. Can you
God,
believe?
Are you going to say... Can you believe we've been doing this for 149
episodes? No, absolutely not. I was going to say, can you believe it's 2022? Because...
I shouted to myself in the car. I was in the car yesterday. I went to pick up a curry from the curry house. And an advert came on the radio and it said, I want to spread joy in 2022 or something. Mm. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I went, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's 2022. Just, if you just cast your mind back though, right? I remember, do you remember the millennium?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I remember the millennium. I think I was like 14, right?
Yeah.
And that was 22 years ago. It was 22 years ago.
Oh my God.
That's vomit inducing. Like, do you know what
it's
I mean?
Awful. You're 13, but yeah, that's...
Was I 13?
Yeah.
All right, fucking hell.
Oh my God.
Who's that counting?
Me.
How can I even maths?
I don't know, I just remember because I was 13 and I had WKD iron brews at a millennium party.
I had a crop top on. Not even a crop top, it was like a boob tube. I had all my stomach
in
out.
In December?
Yeah.
You catch a bloody death?
Give a shit.
The hell's going on?
Eh? What a house party. That was a house party that me nana went down the stairs in a beanbag.
And
split the beanbag.
Yes, yes, I've heard.
I do remember that.
Classic. Crawford / winter story there. Brilliant stuff.
Starting off it.
Guys, it is episode 149, as I already said. Happy New Year 2022. And without further ado, it is time for this week's lucrative, this year's first
lucrative
sponsor.
Hashing out this old
year's,
shite.
Listen, this year's first lucrative sponsor is, and it's topical, trying to buy more than one paracetamol product in a supermarket in England. Oh my fucking God.
I don't know why this upsets you so much.
They act like you've went in with a fucking belt round your arm and a rusty spoon in your hand and a syringe in your mouth going, can I have some more? They literally, it's fucking ridiculous the way they act.
Yes, but you know why they do it. You know why they do it.
Why?
So that people can't overdose and
buy
too many.
You've got to fucking take millions of
them, man.
I know,
but we're not getting onto that subject. Come on.
You only get 16 in a pack. Rosie, I went in the other day and I tried to buy it. And they're like, I've stopped you. You can only buy what? Do you know what they were? It was two bottles of Calpol. What's going on, man?
Not
that any of them got it, but there's a fucking pandemic and I'm not allowed to buy two lots of paracetamol product. And she was like, I'll run it through on a separate one, but don't tell anyone. Well, I've told everyone on the podcast. But oh my God.
Sacked.
Oh God, it's fucking ridiculous, man.
I tell you what, I think we are keeping Calpol in business.
Big shout out to Calpol.
Honestly, love a bit of fucking Calpol. And also them teething powders.
Yeah.
They should sponsor this.
Yeah. Do you ever have a little snifter of the Calpol when you give it to the kids?
No.
Oh, I always do. Do you never have a little snifter yourself? Little 5 mil?
No.
One for me, one for you.
No.
Do you not? Oh, I love Calpol.
That's why you shouldn't sell paracetamol to ye.
Oh, it's great, man. I mean,
why do you take the Calpol?
Because it tastes nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, I love it. Well, Robin's currently going through that thing now. Robin's on 6+ now. Oh, he's devastated.
I know.
Can you remember how devastated you were when you were a kid when you went from the purple Calpol to the red or the white one? Absolutely fucking...
You got upset. When was
shit
it?
Shit gets real, doesn't it?
It was a couple of months ago,
shit
I think.
Gets
you
real.
Got a bit upset. And I was like, look, you can just have double of the normal Calpol and you'll be all right.
Right, yeah, pathetic. Mm. I remember that. It was up there with me for that time when you made us go and get me your own birthday cake last year or the year before. When I was, you know, like, you just made us go to the shop and I had to go and buy me own cake. But I'd already been on a cake a week because it was the lockdown. So cakes weren't special anymore.
Do you not think there's just too many things nowadays?
Too many things.
Oh, I can't
keep
up,
think
Chris.
There's too many things.
Do you not know, too many things. So you just saying there, keep your sniffs to yourself.
Sorry, hold on. Like, what do you mean too many things?
So you just saying there, I had to buy my own birthday cake, right? My brain goes to, oh, fuck me. Because I just feel like I've got too many things to think about.
Oh, well, didn't you and all of our friends who've got children, didn't you all decide on a night out over Christmas that you're not doing presents next year for all the children?
Well,
The old fucking Scrooge meeting,
I was over the moon.
Shall we just agree that the children will get less presents?
Yeah, right, okay.
They were all sitting in a pub in South Shields. And they're all like,
isn't it a nightmare? Bye. And stuff for the kids. I'll get your kids, fuck all, and you get my kids, fuck all.
Mortified.
Don't even, because
I'm out like it.
It was Chloe. I'm gonna call her out here. Chloe, right? Chloe Pratt. She was chatting about it, and I'd bought them all something, and it was an absolute nightmare. Because when we started doing
it, absolute nightmare.
It was a nightmare. When we started doing it, there was only two kids.
Yeah,
there was Robin and Polly. That was it.
Yeah.
So Polly's like, how old's Polly now? Nearly 8. And Robin's 6.
Yeah.
And there was only them two out of all the friends. We were the first ones with kids. And it was like, oh, this is fine. This is just a little exchange.
Sorry, 2 seconds. You and Chloe first one with the kids. Slags. Right, carry on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Sorry, couldn't get that in.
Couldn't give her like shut. Right. Oh, honestly. So it was fine. But then what happened? Oh, no, sorry. There was Lucy as well.
Lucy. Ah, but Lucy,
and she was
she's
older.
30-odd, Lucy, man.
She's
that had
like
her years ago.
No, so 20, there was...
20,
so the, sorry,
easily 20.
There was 3 kids, and that was it. And it was fine. 3 kids, great. Loved buying for kids back then. Oh, what should I buy? Got loads of time, only got 1 kid. What should I buy all the other kids? Now, there's fucking loads of them. Everyone's had a kid.
Again,
everyone's had two kids.
Sorry, let's interrupt again. Slags. Right, carry on.
No, but everyone's had multiple children. Some are pregnant now, and all I think is I've got to buy that fucker a present.
That fucker. Mike, I've got to buy that. See, your point at pregnant woman's belly's going, I've got to buy that fucker a present next year. Oh my gosh. There you
Sorry.
Go. The spirit of Christmas is alive and well in our house, guys.
It's true. And then so Chloe brought it up and she went, look, we've decided we're just not going to do it. And I hadn't been privy to this conversation. And I overheard, I was like, did I hear what I think I just heard? And she went, yeah, we're not going to buy kids presents. I was like, hallelujah.
Wow. Wow.
And I pointed at my pregnant friend and went, thank God that fuck has not done anything next year.
Goodness me. Oh, we haven't even done an intro. This is it. We haven't even done a jingle.
Is it? Oh, I don't know. We're not buying presents next year.
Right.
It's just, do you know, right? Here's something for you. So there's about 12 kids under two, right?
Nice.
So I bought, do you know them little pianos? They're 20 quid each, right?
Yeah.
And I just bought loads of them, a stock of them.
Yeah.
Looked like a fucking toy factory in the garage.
Yeah. Rosie looks like she's trying to start a little band.
And I just thought, I'm not doing this.
Piano. Yeah.
Not doing this, so I'm really glad.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah.
That's good. So just to summarise, all of the children we know are getting less presents next year. Possibly 6 less presents, maybe more than 6.
Well,
maybe 10.
As well, I need to check if they've got anything for Robin this year, because I wasn't privy to this conversation. I was like, I've already bought them. But what I will do is I'll unwrap them all and re-gift them to Robin's friends from school for the birthday parties.
So if you know us, look forward to that piano you're going to get.
Merry Christmas. They're too old for them. That'll be the younger one's birthdays. Birthdays, I don't mind. I don't mind birthdays. Right. Only if I'm going to a party.
Fucking hell.
If there's no party, no present.
Right, great. That's good. So the rules according to Rosie Ramsey, you get a birthday present if I'm at your party. If I can't eat the worth of that present in nibbles at that party, you don't get that present.
Out.
End of
COVID. I mean, the only good thing really to come out of lockdown. No presents, no parties.
What a horrible woman you are. This is awful. Honestly, guys, I don't think I've got a cold. I think it's just depression. I've knocked about with Blimmin' the Grinch over here.
His race birthday tomorrow. He'll go to the shop and get his hand caught. Cake.
Right.
Should do the jingle.
God almighty, 12 minute intro. Play the jingle.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference.
It does, man.
Here's the jingle. No presents, no parties. No parties, no prize
about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. Gone. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back. It's so lovely to be back and so lovely to be chatting to you all again.
It is nice
to be
back
chuffed.
On. It took us a while to get motivated to do it this week. It really did, because having a week off, it's not like riding a bike. You almost forget. And obviously I'm, you know, extremely ill on death's door and barely talk.
Do you know Christopher? Christopher had so long in bed the other day that he watched a film, a full film, feature length.
I played on my PlayStation as well.
And then you moaned about how long the film was. How long was it on for?
Too long. It's like 2 hours 20.
Fucking big.
Honestly,
you bastard.
Honestly, like, just a shout out to everyone making films.
Yeah.
We're busy.
No, rein it in.
Honestly,
I agree.
90 minutes.
Yeah.
Get your editor on it.
Yeah.
Get it edited down. 90 minutes, bish, bash, bosh, we're done.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, I will watch 6 episodes of an HBO series, which is 50 minutes back to back in one night. But that's
no
my
question.
Choice. That's 50 minutes. That is a 50-minute sort of, you know, I have to commit to 50 minutes of stuff and I can take or leave at this break point, right? Yeah. Either, here's your options, filmmakers, right?
Okay.
Either 90 minutes maximum for your film.
Max.
Get your edit right.
Absolute max.
Or go the other way. Go hard or go home. Do Zack Snyder, Justice League. It's about 4.5 hours. It's got chapters.
Right.
It's got about 5 chapters. Okay, yep. So every chapter, when it came up with a big black screen, chapter 2, I went, brilliant, I'm done.
Tell
and
us to go to bed.
Put your films in chapters or make them 90 minutes. What? 3 hours?
Oh, Chris.
Quentin Tarantino.
He loves it.
Mate, when I was at uni, when I was at uni, absolutely, mate, I'm all over you. Now, Once Upon a Time in America.
Well, what's that one we've not seen about the gangsters?
Oh,
on Netflix?
The Martin Scorsese one.
Still not seen The Irishman. Because it comes up in the and I go, the type of 3.5. Yeah. You can.
Do you know what they actually didn't use? You know how they said in the news and everything that they used in the media and that they used the special computers to sort of age, they make the actors look younger and age and stuff. They actually just started filming it in real time. And by 3 hours, they were 70 years old.
Yeah, it upsets me because I love a film. Yeah. But I will look at how long they are on and I'll just go, no, I'm sorry.
No chance.
Then, I mean, I will have a look for about 20 minutes. So
I am very aware that we are both massive hypocrites and full of bullshit and bollocks. And,
we watched like 2.5 episodes of Outlander last night.
Still going strong on Outlander. It's getting better and better. That second series was rough, a little bit tough going.
Yeah.
It got a bit French.
Oh, is that when they went in front? Yeah, I didn't enjoy that one as much, but it's absolutely wonderful.
Oh my God.
Very, very good. Yeah.
If you're not, honestly, guys, I know it's not sort of, it's on Prime, but it's not, you know, on any of the main channels and stuff. And, you know, it's amazing. Have a try of it.
It's very
Sam
good.
Sam Heughan is unbelievable. In it.
Yeah.
I mean, I fancy him. I'm straight.
I would absolutely.
Yeah. And that's weird because I know he listens to it. So I'm sort of trying to back
him
now.
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
These people listen. So don't tell him. Because he signed a book for my mom, didn't he?
He did sign a book for my mom.
So don't, yeah. But
your mom was buzzing with that.
Yeah. I will stammer when I meet him, I think. Mm-hmm. I will be like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he's a very, very fit man. But the character's perfect as well. He always does the right thing.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, Chris, this is a bit...
Should I not have took my pants off yet?
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Have I made it weird? I'll put these back on.
Bit weird. The only criticism I've got is that it's meant to be 20-odd years later and he looks just as majestic as he did.
But I feel like the producers have made a choice of going, look, this is our leading man. He's fit as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, even Chris Ramsey fancies him, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
We can age him and make him look old and go through hours of makeup every day.
Yeah.
And make or shall we just use a bit of artistic license, keep him fit as fuck and make it literally so his daughter is the same age as him?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm happy they've done that.
I'm happy about it because
it's
an enjoying little watch. And
wet floor sign.
Yeah, absolute wide on thesaurus going on.
A saurus.
I don't know why I said a saurus. I think it's because I said wide on. I thought, let's make it a bit more
a-saurus.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wide
didn't
on
work. Didn't work. No,
still gross. Yeah, sorry about that. Awful. Okay. Babadoo, 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 bah. So obviously Christmas has just been.
What?
No. Hope you all, genuinely, right? Hope you all managed to enjoy it because I know there were so many people who caught the Omicron.
Big shout out to everyone who got Omicron, lost the sense of smell, and then got scented candles for Christmas, because that must have been a right kick in the dick.
Well, yeah, but obviously as well, having to miss time with family.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Sorry, I've just been eating chocolate and it really went took my throat. So, I don't know how we managed this, but obviously my nana has a party every Boxing Day.
Yep.
And we haven't had it for the last couple of years. No, we didn't have it last year, obviously, because we're in lockdown. But we had it the year before, but I was poorly, so I'd missed two. But this year, we were like determined to have it. So everyone did lateral flows and stuff like that. And the WhatsApp message on that morning of Boxing Day it was a little bit tense. Because everyone was like, who's not going to be able to come?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Everyone was negative and it was unbelievable. So
what
we managed
a great
to...
time.
We did. We had the party. It was absolutely...
Awesome.
I think everyone was so... ecstatic to be there and just kind of like, we've done it, we're here.
And also, there was a health and safety nightmare setup, a part of that party that everyone's doing lateral flows to try and be safe, right? But your uncle brought a pizza oven and a gas pizza oven with real flames,
right?
And they all set it up in a shed outside.
I didn't realize it had flames.
You didn't realize it had flames. What do you think you fucking cooked it with? Goodwill.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't even know.
It was a fired, gas-fired pizza oven, and they set it up in a shed outside, and everyone kept disappearing to this shed to cook pizzas, and I was like, we're all going to die.
Well, this is
all
the thing.
We've all done that on floors, but we're going to burn the fucking house down.
As long as...
But the pizzas were amazing, and big shout-out to the uncle who sorted that out. It was amazing, Uncle Kev. It was lush. Yeah.
But what I found hilarious was obviously everyone had done a lateral floor, every single person who came. The only person who didn't do a lateral floor was... Bridget herself.
Your nana.
Nana.
I respect that. Her house.
We did them to protect her.
Yeah.
Because she's, you know, in her 80s.
Yeah.
And then I got there and I was like, Nana, have you done one? She's like, you know, I was like, you still catch it, Nana. You still spread it. So you could have it and give it to us.
Yeah.
Hashtag super spread. And yeah, I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, we're all doing this.
I respect
to look
that.
After
we're
you.
All going to her party. But
she was at the pub with us the day before.
Yeah, well, she was laying on the sort of, you know, the drinks and stuff. Mm. It was her venue. Yeah, fair enough. Why not? If she's the one we're all sort of trying to protect, that's fine. I'm not bothered by that at all.
I just thought it was hilarious.
She's alone to herself.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas and your family,
right.
So I'm sure everyone out there is waiting on tenterhooks to see what fantastic, incredible thing that I so needed in my life, gift that Sandra got me, her darling son-in-law for Christmas.
I don't even know.
We all know on the podcast in the past, I've talked about the fact that she got us a meat tray. A big metal tray with spikes on, so that when you carve meat, which I don't know about you. But you know me. You've seen how much meat I carve around this house. I mean, if I'm not in the toilet shaking out me meat, I'm carving that meat on the thing. There's my 2 seconds. You know what I mean? I'm always carving some meat. I'm like a musketeer, all right? I've always got a sword out. So, you know, she bought us a meat carving fucking thing.
To be fair, I use that quite a lot.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, so does she. She uses it the most. That's why she bought it. So... That year, she bullshitted us. She went, here's your meat carving tray. And I literally went, what's this? And she went, oh, it's a tray for carving meat. And I, you know, when you're cutting meat and that, it still doesn't move around. Because, you know, when you make stuff and that, you know how you do. And I was like, do I? All right.
No, I
so she kind of lied, right? And I just went, okay. And then we just sort of, this year, she didn't even lie. She didn't even lie, Rosie. I'm so glad you forgot what you got us. Because we're all quite pissed on Christmas Day. And she gives it in the afternoon.
I can't remember.
She gives it in the afternoon on Christmas Day. We'll be at the pub and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're all opening presents and stuff. And she didn't even try and lie. I literally opened the presents. One was socks, which is fair enough, because I genuinely do quite like socks. People say it's a rubbish gift. I do quite like socks. She got me a crepe pan.
for pancakes,
making crepes.
Yeah. All them crepes you make.
But she did, that's the thing. She didn't even go for all them crepes you make. She went, I went to make the Baines crepes the other day and you only had a big heavy frying pan, so I got you a crepe pan. And I was like... I don't fucking eat pancakes. I was like, right, okay. And she was like, aye. And I opened another one. You know what the other one was?
No.
It was a knife holder.
You
know the knife holder on our hob?
Yes.
And I went, what's this? And she went, all them knives in that bottom drawer, the baby will get them. You need to put them on the hob. I went, so this is for me then? To put the knives on the hob? She went, yeah. I went, right, aye. So I walked through and I just put the knife holder on the hob and I just put the knives in it. I went, it's on there. She went, looks good, doesn't it? I went, aye.
Do you know what she got me? She got me a set of spatulas.
They're in the holder. It's got a section for spatulas. I swear to God, Rosie, one year, I'm going to open my Christmas present and it's going to be rolls of wallpaper for her room. She's a fucking nightmare.
I just feel like they always come with a dig. There's always a dig. Like, because she got me spatulas.
Yeah.
Because she hates my spatulas and thinks they're shit. It's like your toy, right? She'll literally, next year, it'll be like bedding because she hates my bedding.
Yeah.
Oh, so funny.
Fucking hell. Just, a crepe pan and a knife holder for, I mean... Can you imagine the hell that would be on if I bought a woman kitchen stuff for Christmas? If I bought you a crepe pan and a knife holder, you'd be like, you sexist pig, why you bought these? But, honestly.
Funny. Do you remember when I had put on weight after having Robin?
Mm.
And your mum and dad got us a running machine for Christmas.
A running machine. And I was a bike, was it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it was a running.
No, not
yeah.
a running, a bike, a little electric bike.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks.
Yeah, it's all good. They're all passive-aggressive gift givers around here.
Aren't they?
Yeah, it's all good.
Here you go. You fucking want to kill your kids. And here you go, you fat bitch.
Speaking of Sandra as well, while we're on the subject of Sandra. So we went through to South Shields a few times in the holidays and we stayed over at Sandra's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just made note of a few things that happened while we're there. I just wanted to run them past you and just remind you of what was going on.
Right, okay. You say house, it's a flat, isn't it?
Flat, yeah. So she slagged me off big time when I wanted sweeteners in my coffee on the morning.
Yeah.
Couldn't get her head around the fact that I wanted sweeteners in my coffee. She was like, sweeteners, oh, terrible for you then. Mm. Oh, sweeteners, oh. Then within the next half an hour, I gave our six-year-old son 2 pints of strawberry Nesquik milk.
Yep.
Pints.
Yeah.
She kicked off that you wanted white bread. Wanted white bread for a baking sandwich, I think.
Because she'd bought...
I went and bought some white bread from the shop in the morning.
Well, she bought focaccia bread for us.
I don't know who's having baking sandwiches with focaccia.
But why...
Jamie Oliver.
Chris, right, we came to stay at the house for one night after my nana's Boxing Day party.
Yeah.
Why on her shop for us was a focaccia bread?
Got no idea. Like, I think she was showing off. But so I went to the shop and I just bought some white bread.
Yeah.
And she kicked off about the white bread for making a baking sandwich. And she was white bread, terrible. Oh, it's terrible. Mm. Literally in the next breath, she went, do you want it butter? Do you want us to just rub it around the fat in the pan?
I forgot about that.
What?
Oh my God.
Sorry, what? Well, do you want it butter? Do you want us to just rub around all the bacon fat in the pan and the oil and that instead of butter? I went, the first thing?
Her exact words were... Do you want it buttered both sides or you want it dipped in fat?
That was exact words, yeah. Dipped in fat? Yeah. Unbelievable.
She's mentally in
And then just, because in the live show, the live tour, I once again thank you to everyone who came to the shows last year. I did call her a womble, and I've called her a womble numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And the most womblish thing that I think I've ever seen done in my entire life.
Yeah.
She went over to where next door where the dining table is, and she opened the curtains next to where the dining table is.
At her house.
And she opened the curtains and she turned around and she held up something. She held up something in her hand that I couldn't quite see. And then she went over sort of to the sideboard to put it on, and she went, so this is here for when you want to close the curtains properly. The cocktail stick that I closed them with is on this shelf. So she has to... She pulls her curtains and puts a fucking cocktail stick through them or they won't stay shut.
She is going to kill you for saying that.
Fucking cocktail
she
stick.
She is going to kill you. I nearly wrote that down, but I thought I can't.
The cocktail stick to shut the curtains is on this shelf here. Right? Dipping in fat, then shut the curtains with it.
It's a cute long one, isn't it? It's not like a little short one. You put it in a few times.
You go in, then out. Yeah, so it's not like... It's almost like an extended version of putting a poppy on Remembrance Day. Oh, you go in, out.
Oh, God, love her.
What a maniac.
I totally forgot about that.
Fucking... This is the cocktail
stuff. Oh, here's something. So, the other night, you weren't feeling very well.
Mm-hmm.
She went out with her friend around where we live and then stayed at our house.
Mm-hmm.
You both got up 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. You know what I mean? Whatever. I just had the kids downstairs, whatever.
Yeah.
My mum, yesterday, bloody Mrs. Well, I don't lie in, you know, Rosie. Oh. I never have a lie in. You stepped in here till fucking 9:30, Sandra. That's not a lie in. Then I don't know why. Why did they lie? Why did they lie? Your mum and dad? Oh, we never watch the telly during the day. Why then every time I come round, Tipping Point is on?
Every single time.
Every single time? They've always got the telly on.
Well, when we're at your mum's, we were all sitting there and she's walking around in her dressing gown at about 10 o'clock.
Oh,
11 o'clock, and she went, I've never got my dressing gown on this time. I went, I don't care. I'm not impressed. Stop lying.
Like,
put it on whenever you want. I don't give two shits when you've got your dressing gown on.
I know.
That's so weird.
No, my nana does it as well. My nana, I don't sleep at night. Well, sleep during the day. I can't sleep during the day. Like, you're 84, have a nap.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 34 and I'm 35.
You are 35.
Oh. Anyway, I hate that.
That was
like...
dark.
I know.
A little bit of realisation. So, just in case you are worrying about our week off, if Rosie's family are still absolute nutters, they are still absolute nutters. It's all good.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Do you want to tell them the grave mistake that you made during this week off?
The grave mistake.
I got a little bit too relaxed, didn't you, Chris?
A little bit too relaxed. I don't remember this.
Name me. So you've only got a few jobs in this house.
Yeah.
You haven't got many.
No, don't talk about this on the podcast because this is shameful. You'd what your jobs? I'm vetoing this. You put the alarm on at night. You do that. I'll leave. I'm taking my headphones off.
What are all your jobs? You don't really.
How dare you?
No, you'd. Howie, name them.
Fish keeper.
Oh, you clean. You're bloody behind on that.
No, it's right. Actually started cleaning itself.
You put the alarm on.
I put the alarm on.
You turn the light off before you go to bed.
I shut and lock all the doors. Garage door is also my priority.
Right,
my stuff.
Great.
Most of the outside stuff.
Main job.
Wood.
Main job.
Listen.
What's your main job?
I don't
want to
talk about it.
House. Do you want me to tell everyone? Right. Chris's main job is to keep on top of the bins. Right, so he empties the bin, he does the recycling. This is his little job. Just he's one little responsibility.
I made the worst error that a man of the household who was in charge of recycling over the festive period could make.
I missed the recycling collection. You missed the recycling.
It was two days after Boxing Day. The bin is so full of recycling.
Overflowing.
It's crazy.
Overflowing.
There is surplus extra recycling
extra
in the garage.
In the garage.
I missed the recycling
collection. 2 days after Boxing Day.
Missed it. I'm devastated.
One job.
I'm absolutely devastated.
One job.
Devastated.
We're living in
and
cardboard.
I haven't had a chance to go to the tip yet. Honestly, I'm gutted. And it's shameful. And I can't believe you brought it up on the podcast because these people out here respect me and I've lost all that now.
Yeah.
I've lost all
Robin's that. Broke both his legs because he fell down like a cardboard box at the stairs. Yeah,
honestly, it's not even funny.
Like, I know.
Can't believe
do you know what just
that.
Pisses me off? Because I think this has happened before. You know what I said to you? I said set an alarm. Set an alarm on your phone.
Timmy
so diary. It'll go off.
They changed it, Rosie. They change it. When there's a bank holiday over the Christmas, it knocks it back a day. And then because it fell on a Saturday, a Christmas day, and Boxing Day was a Sunday, and then the Monday was a bank holiday, it knocked it back another day. So it got knocked back 2 days.
Right, okay.
So
well
my calendar
then,
was wrong.
Keep on check. Because Robin's back to school days change all the time. But who knows when they're going back? Me. Useless.
Fuming. Absolutely fuming.
Anyway.
Sick. I considered chasing them down the street, the weedy bin men, but it was too late. Mm-hmm. Chasing them down wouldn't be that bad, but I couldn't face the shame of wheeling a wheelie bin back up my street. I think I'd feel a bit stupid.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo. If you didn't know, Stitch Fix dressed us for our Shag Maradonoi 2X.
Our wonderful friends, our best friends,
best
even.
Best friends.
Best friends forever. And we were already Stitch Fix customers.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just a great service. If you don't know about Stitch Fix, it's basically online shopping, but they style it for you and they pick it and they send you the outfits they've selected. Am I right, Rose?
Yeah, you're completely right. It's like surprise clothes.
Yeah, but you've guided them.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they're not just going to send you a sequin suit.
No.
Unless you've said, I like sequins and I like suits. Uh-huh. In which case, you're probably going to get a sequin suit.
Then you might
get
a sequin suit.
But yeah.
No, they dressed us for the tour and I think they did a wonderful job. I felt really comfortable. I loved all of the clothes that we had. We got a lot of compliments on them, actually.
It was just so good to have stuff ready and ready to put on and go.
Yeah.
I mean, you never told us until right at the last minute which one you were wearing, so I then had to match that to mine, you know, but that's a beef for later on in the podcast.
I'll tell you a little beef I've got with Stitch Fix.
Yeah.
They have sent us an email asking if there's any of the clothes that we want to send back.
We don't really want to.
Actually,
we're just
going to
keep them
all
because they're all really nice.
That's all right. So, sorry, guys.
And if you want to get styled by Stitch Fix, the new year is no better time to get your wardrobe in shape. You pay just £10 for a personal stylist to hand select clothes just for you and your taste. That's just two glasses of wine or a couple of pints, let's be honest.
It actually is, isn't it?
And then that cost, that £10, is then deducted from any items that you keep that you are sent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it works out at nothing, to be fair. So give it a go. You will not regret it. You go on there, you do a quick style survey, you put in what you like, what you don't like, your price options, stuff like that, and they will send you a fix, which is basically a full outfit styled by them. And honestly, I haven't been disappointed with anything I've got so far, tour or not.
The thing is, though, if you don't like what they send you for any reason, you can just send it back.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah. So give it a go today. Honestly, guys, you won't regret it. Schedule a fix at stitchfix.co.uk/Ramsey.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout.
36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef.
What's your beef?
Kicking off 2020 with some beefs.
2022.
Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Ladies first.
Yes.
For the new year.
Okay, for the new year. My beef with you, Christopher Ramsey, is...
Can't be the bins.
It's not the bins. That was an extra beef. I've got loads to choose from.
Can't be them not well.
That I mean...
Can't be them not well. Can't be the bins. You've already done that.
Right, okay.
Cheating.
I just say, this isn't my actual real beef, but one thing that really pisses me off when you're poorly, right? Mm. You never do this any other time of year. Mm. When you're poorly, you put your hood up on your hoodie.
Yes.
It really fucks us off.
I visually like everyone to know how bad I'm
It is a visual thing. And you put your hood up and you're like, oh, you walk around with your little hood up on your hoodie. Yeah. You never do it any other time of year.
Why would I put a hood up indoors if I felt fine?
But what do you think what difference does it do?
It's a comfort blanket, it's making us feel better. Make me head warm.
You look stupid.
You look stupid.
And honestly, when you do it, I can't even look at you because I go, oh, he's got his hood up. Yeah. Oh, he doesn't feel very well.
That's why I've got my hood up so you can't see us. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Honestly, blokes out there.
No,
honestly,
it's pathetic. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
You're just what not
do I
to be Ill.
When I'm poorly, what do I put my little dressing gown on, put my hood up and
you've
walk around?
You fucking got one on now.
Because it's fucking freezing. That's why. It's ridiculous. You do it for sympathy, like I'm your mother.
Honestly,
and
if
it's
there's
weird.
any top flight scientists out there listening, right? If you
and psychologists, that's what you need.
Well, if you no scientists, proper top flight scientists, let's all get together and let's change the world. Let's change biology so that men can have babies. Because if we had babies, you just wouldn't be able to fucking lord being ill over all the time. Because I can have an arm hanging off, and you go, "Well, that's paying for 9 months," and that's like your trump card, and we can't have anything else.
Yeah,
God,
because but that's what annoyed us though the other night because you weren't feeling very well, and I was like, "Do you want a glass of wine?" You were like, "Oh, don't even fancy one." Yeah. I'm so depressed. I'm so down because I can't even enjoy a glass of wine. And I went 9 months without a drink.
Yeah. Well, I know you did, but...
You couldn't do it. You could not do it.
Scientists, get it up. Lads, we need to fucking take one for the team here.
Gladly.
We need to start having kids.
Absolutely
so
glad
over them.
I'd have another one.
Ridiculous.
If you could have the next one, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I just don't want any more kids because I don't.
Do you know, lads, I've changed my mind actually. Like I've just thought about it. I've just sort of really, really thought about it for a second there. I looked out the window. Okay, scientists, stand down. Put the syringes and your notepads and your beakers and all of your pipettes.
Put them all down.
Whatever
what
we're about
got,
to do.
Yeah.
Put them all down.
Take your lab coat off. I've changed my mind. Anyway, me beef with you, right? Other than that is a beef really. Putting your hoodie up when you.
Okay, cool.
Like,
so my beef with you.
No, okay. No, I've got another one. My beef with you, right? And you've been doing this for years. And I don't know why this hasn't been a beef before.
Great.
But it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You, right, before checking that the food is cooked, you will take the food out of the oven, turn the oven off, check the food, and go, that needs a bit longer.
Yeah.
Then have to turn the oven back on.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why don't you just leave it?
I trust the timer.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I trust the timer.
No, you gotta trust
the
timer.
When the timer goes off, I go, right, it's done then. I turn it off. And I get it out. I turn it off and everything. I turn it off, then I open it, then I get it out.
Yeah.
And I put it down on the bench.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's a horrible process. In the past, I've put it on a plate. I've put it on a plate. I've gone, actually, that's not done. And then I've got to put it back on. Then I've got to turn the oven back on and put it back on.
You're horrible. Yeah, I hate you. Hate watching you.
I hate myself.
Hate watching. No, because I'm like, why have you turned it off?
Trust the timer.
It needs to go back in.
Trust the timer. You just got to trust the timer. Sometimes you just got to give it over to the timer. You got to give all your faith to the timer.
So hard to live with.
Yeah, I know. It's good though, isn't it?
Nah.
It's great, man. You love it.
When are you going back on tour?
Soon.
February.
God, I don't know. I might get some dates pulled forward.
Wait, what's your beef with me?
Okay, my beef with you.
My beef with you.
I've got two
my
beefs.
My beef with you, baby.
I've got two beefs to choose from, and I don't know which one to go. How hard did you go? I mean, you did do two, but I want to keep one for next week.
Okay.
So we've had... Oh, I actually got a letter at the Leeds gig that we did by someone who said, thank you for talking about sort of, you know, anxiety and stuff.
Oh, it was lovely.
So I do get a bit of anxiety now and then. Mm-hmm. And I do a thing called, I think we've talked about before, I do a thing called catastrophizing. Where any given situation that is presented to us as a couple or as a family or even me as an individual, I go to the worst possible scenario and sort of convince myself that that's true and that that's definitely going to happen.
I think it's a coping mechanism.
It's a coping mechanism, but it's also, it's like a universal sort of, you know, when you walk over, if you can't walk over three drains or you get bad luck.
Yeah.
It's like, if I don't go to the possible worst thing in my head and like checkmate it, it'll happen. Okay. But if I go, I know that worst thing, that's going to happen. And then it doesn't happen. I go, oh, that's because like I checkmated it. Yeah, okay. Like I checkmated it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now I do it, and it is annoying, and I annoy myself when I do it, and I know it irritates you. But you it's do not... it as well.
Do I?
Aye. And okay. you do it.
Maybe I've just learned it from you.
I knew you were going to say that, but you do it. You do it really quickly.
Had you catastrophized?
You do it really quickly with stuff, right? I had catastrophized that you were going to say that. You do it really quickly with stuff, and then you move on. And then when I do it, it's like, oh, Chris, you always do this. Rah. The other day.
Per example.
Yeah, par example, exactly, right? Mm-hmm. The other day, I was in the kitchen with you.
Yeah.
You turned the tap on, right? You were washing something, and you turned to me and you went, there's no hot water. Do you want to tell everyone what tap you were running?
When was this?
The other day. You went, there's no hot water. The hot water's off. I went, that's the cold tap. You went, oh. And then you continued to run the tap. You were running the cold tap.
But how's that catastrophizing?
Because you ran the cold tap and instead of going, I'm running the cold tap here, you went, there's no hot water. Really irritating.
Right. But I don't know if that's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
But we're talking Rafe's got a sniffle. You think he's got a brain tumour?
Yeah.
That's your level. I thought that no was
yeah,
no
but
hot
the
water.
Yeah, but the water thing was annoying as well. The water thing was annoying as well, though. Let's be
I
honest
know,
here.
But I don't know if I was catastrophizing.
You did. You went, it's no hot water. You got the tap on the wrong way.
Okay. Fair
really
enough.
Annoying.
Oh.
All
right. Okay.
So there you go.
All right. Was it me? Because I don't remember saying
was
that.
Was it me?
Who else you been in the kitchen with?
What? It was you.
I don't think it was.
You know the time you go back for cold, forward for hot? You literally went, no hot water. Oh, hot water's off. Boiler's broke.
Right, Chris, that wasn't me.
It was you?
I absolutely...
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God. It was you?
Chris, it wasn't
I
me.
I swear down on your life.
Nah,
it was you.
It wasn't me.
It was you.
That's never happened.
It was 100% you. You gaslighting me.
No, I'm not. I don't think that's ever happened.
It was you. It's 100% you. You did it the other day.
No.
You can't deny... Sorry. If you don't agree with the
who's
beef,
this
you can't
family
deny it didn't
and where
happen.
Are you keeping them?
Rosie, if I had another family and they were as irritating as you, I'd have sacked them off a while ago. Do you want another beef scene? You give me two.
Oh, go on then.
Shall we? Kick off the new year with two beefs.
Ah, oh, why not? Start as we mean to go on.
Beef number two for you is every couple of hours... And I'm not exaggerating here by saying it must be every couple of hours throughout the day when we're in the house, every single day.
Right.
Every couple of hours, you, out of nowhere, approach me with a different cutting of wallpaper. Out of nowhere. And ask me what you think it'll look like in that room. I don't know, Rosie, I don't know where you're getting them from. I don't know where you're finding the time to think and look about wallpaper. You appear out of nowhere like a little wallpaper elf with a little, and you go, what do you think of this for in here, this wallpaper? I'm going to get it up here, but not at the top bit. I'm just going to get it on the bottom bit. And I go, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't care. Do whatever. You've got great taste. Do whatever you want. And you go, all right. And you disappear. And then I'll be in another part of the house a couple of hours later. And you'll just, you know, magic another slather of wallpaper from somewhere and go, what do you think of this for this wall? And I go, where are you getting all of these things?
You can buy them. You buy samples of wallpaper and they send them to the house.
Right. If they're coming in the post, that does make a bit more
sense.
Yeah,
they do. Fuck it. Where did you think I was getting them from?
They just keep appearing everywhere. And I'm sleeping in the spare room because I had me cold. Mm-hmm. And every time I moved, I heard a scratching and I thought there was something in the room and there was a fucking bit of wallpaper lodged behind the headboard. And every time I moved, it scraped on the wall. I had to pull it off.
Can we talk? Like, listen. can we take a minute to talk about how nice it is sleeping in separate bedrooms?
It is quite nice.
Is that bad? Why is that so bad?
It is
so
weirdly
bad?
Nice, yeah. It is weirdly nice.
Chris, I'm not joking, right? I've literally shut my eyes, other than Rafe, shut my eyes, and it's just, I think you snore a lot.
I do snore quite a bit.
That's why you were in the spare room, because I was like, because you couldn't bloody hardly breathe through your nose, and I was like, you're going to snore like a motherfucker. And it's been quite nice, but...
Yeah.
I have missed you, though. It's nice to share a bed with someone, but I have slept better.
Right, okay, good.
I genuinely have.
That's over, because I'm back in our bed now. Right?
You were there last night?
Yeah, I was there last night.
You didn't snore last night?
Did I not?
No, I don't think so.
I'll try and sort that out.
Not that I know.
I'll try and sort that out for you tonight.
Great, yeah.
I might stick some butter up my nose, or I don't know, block it up with something, a bit of cheese. Oh, God. For my dreams.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
It's time for questions from the public. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Make it your New Year's resolution to send us something hilarious or horrible or hilariously horrible.
Mm,
so there you go.
I like that. Now, it's a little bit different this week because, as you know, we have been on tour.
Yes.
And I collated lots and lots of questions from the public for the tour, which only, I say a handful, but you know, like
10,000
people a night got to hear.
But considering how many people listen to this actual podcast, brackets, thank you very much. We love you. Thanks for the support. We thought, I mean, it was literally my catchphrase on the tour. We would come off stage for the second section and I would go, Rosie, that question or that story, we need to tell them that on the podcast because only like the people in Nottingham tonight heard that and we need the other people to hear it. So we thought, but I don't know, again, I don't know what these are. I mean, I might remember a few of them. I'm not sure. There was so many and I'll be honest, I was quite pissed.
We were a little bit drunk by the second
section.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to remember some of them.
So Rosie's going to dip into some of her favourite ones and I'm going to enjoy them with you guys as well. So this isn't recordings. We're going to literally read them now. I'm very excited.
So we put them in two sections.
Mm-hmm.
We've got doctors and nurses.
Yes.
Let's talk about shit.
Yes.
One night stands.
Yes.
Rosie's mysteries.
Yes.
And there's like a lucky dip. Do you want to pick one?
Oh, let's have.
Do one of each, but we'll go.
Pointless doing a Rosie's mystery because I'll know it. I'll remember it.
Yeah, but
won't
the people, you know.
Okay, so we'll give them a chance to guess.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, you know that you've heard
these.
All
right then. All right then. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do a doctors and nurses.
Right, okay.
Always my favourite.
This was my favourite one.
Okay.
I can't remember which night we did this.
Okay.
I think it was Sheffield.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please don't use my name. I don't want work to know.
Always good.
Both my sister and I work in the NHS, which means, as well as our own stories from being a doctor and nurse, we have a plethora of stories from all our medical friends.
Fantastic.
Of all the ones to choose from, I thought this story would be the most appropriate for the podcast. A friend of mine has been a paramedic for many years now, and he once told me about his first major call.
Mm.
Are you remembering what this is?
Not really, no.
Okay. It was a call to a supermarket car park at 10 a.m. on a Sunday.
I've just remembered this.
Yep.
10 a.m. Guys, everyone just remember, 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning, supermarket car park. That's what you have to keep in your brain when you hear this story. Mm-hmm.
Surely this had to be something basic. Maybe a broken ankle, or on the more exciting end, a heart attack. Well,
great. Grim. But yeah, exciting. Yeah. How exciting. 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, heart attack in a supermarket car park. How much for bread? Yeah. Great.
Well, this is the paramedic's first major call out. So you'd be a bit excited, wouldn't you? Like, hope something.
Supermarket car park as well. That's like, it is a bit strange that. It's not someone's house or whatever. It's like, what's happened here?
Mm.
Yeah.
Although, let's just think of cast your memory back to when you've seen people lying on the floor or needing an ambulance.
Right.
There's been a few in a car park. I don't know why.
What do you mean there's been a few in a car park?
Because I just think, you know, whenever you see someone like, oh, we need an ambulance, it's always like, on a path or in the supermarket car park. It is.
No, it's not always in the supermarket car park.
It has been
for
me.
What are you talking about? So you mean you once saw someone in a supermarket car park?
No, like a couple of times.
You just trying to attribute all of your memories to mine and everyone else's memories.
I'm just saying a couple of times. Where do you see the most ambulances? Come on.
In streets, driving past. And then high streets.
Maybe I'm eating high streets.
Yeah, not car parks. Oh my God, read on. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm tired.
Yeah. You know what? Everyone, isn't it always this? Because I remember once in my life when it was that. So I've decided you all remember it as that. Welcome to the fascist regime of Rosie Ramsey's memories.
They were ushered over by a very concerned and flustered boyfriend to a car alone in the corner of the car park. There was a lady in this car who had been trying something exciting and was now stuck.
Fantastic.
Literally stuck.
Yeah.
Rather than this...
Sorry, I remember when you first said that, I remember thinking contorted. So I remember thinking, my initial thought, which is a disgusting thought to have, but my initial thought was that they were having sex on like the back seats or something, and she'd went to put her legs over the headrests or something, and she was just stuck on like a fucking turtle on its back.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like legs akimbo kind of thing, like stirrups. That was my initial thought, I remember, but I remember not seeing it on the night because I was busy having a massive glass of wine.
Yes.
I just kept drinking it and let you talk.
So she's stuck, right? Rather than the standard dildo, this couple had decided to try experimenting with the gear stick of the car.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That, I mean, technically, that doesn't come off the car. So that is a whole car that's going inside you. Because that doesn't come off a car. No, you are literally having sex with a car.
Well, yeah.
It's what kind of gear stick? It's a fat old thing, a gear stick.
I know.
Not that I remember because I drive an electric automatic car and have done for some years now.
Right,
but seriously, that's big.
Not
that,
just that.
Isn't
my thing is...
It's like
and
a fucking
I know,
apple.
I know you can't catch COVID through your vagina, but we are in a pandemic and it's a bit dirty, isn't it?
It's their car, though, isn't it?
I don't think it's her car. I don't know. Anyway, she's had some success.
They didn't break into a car to do this.
It's someone's car.
Well, it's his car or her car.
Right, okay.
I was about to say, I bet they gave it a wipe beforehand, but I don't think people who put gear sticks up the vaginas do things like that.
I doubt they'll have had any hand sanitizer in the car.
I doubt
either.
It, yeah.
You can't get vag sanitizer, can you?
If only.
If only.
If only. Save me. Save me a few trips to your gum clinic in the past, lads. Lads, high five. No one left us hanging.
Lady had some success as it was now all the way in. I imagine that gravity helped and maybe some lube.
Jesus Christ.
But now it would not come back out.
It would not come back
out. No matter how much she and her boyfriend tried to pull her off it.
Oh.
And you kind of... There's no way to go because her head would be hitting off the roof.
Well, yeah, but I mean, God, if only they had a sunroof.
If only
they had a sunroof that could open and she could come out like a turtle.
I think this is a little car.
A little car.
I've just got a feeling.
A little Corsa, something like that.
I think in my brain it's a little car, no sunroof.
Yeah.
She's hunched over with the gear stick inside of her.
I don't think I spoke about this on the night as well, but can we just talk about this is not an acceptable activity for 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning in a supermarket car park.
Right, okay. Well, my guess is this happened... when it was dark.
So you think this is Saturday night and they've held out?
Yeah, I think they've gone. We cannot ring an ambulance. Let's get me off this, right? But like you said on the night, they could have drove home.
She would have had to do some serious hip movement.
Dun,
yeah, clicking it
dun,
in and out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Fourth gear. Yeah, no, fifth gear. In reverse.
Imagine if she couldn't drive, though. She'd be like,
Well, like I said, sometimes you're going in reverse, you've got to do that thing where you click it up, haven't you? Like a syringe, so she'd have to do some serious tense in there.
Would
like,
have to be.
Oh, God. Well,
stuck in, and her vagina had latched on. It was not going to slide off easily.
I mean, how much do you like your car?
Oh, God, like not enough to put
it
up.
I love cars so much, I want to have sex with this car.
Absolutely not.
And I don't want to be a total pervert here, but surely the handbrake might have been a better idea.
Oh, my God, the handbrake would have been a much better
idea. Much slimmer.
Much better.
Better angle. You're not going straight down on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but I'm sorry, Chris.
Get him a ring. Tell them how to do it next.
As a woman with a vagina.
What?
No. You don't go sticking gear sticks up there. All about sticking things like sex toys. I've said it before. Just choose better.
Yeah.
Just not a gear stick.
No. Thing is, if he was a boy racer and he had like one of them 8-ball gear sticks that you can get like back in the day that you put on a saxo, they just screw off from half that. So if you just took their knees into her chin and just spun round...
Yeah, absolutely right. I've got a bit of an intrusive question for you. Right. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Have I ever had sex in a car?
Mm.
No.
Have you not?
No.
Oh.
No. You have, haven't you, Slack?
Yeah.
Slack. Slack.
It's awful, actually. No. Very uncomfortable.
I can't imagine it being nice. There's windows everyone can see in. And you know I like to keep my stuff nice.
I know.
I'm not getting any fluids on my things.
Absolutely not.
You
don't even let the kids eat in your car.
Nah, no chance.
Never mind having sex in there.
Nah, no chance. What's that for? No.
I was just young and silly.
10 o'clock, supermarket car park.
Oh, my dad listens to this now. I can't talk about that.
Right.
I can't say I've had sex in a car. My dad's listening.
Was it his car?
No.
Right, okay.
No.
Your dad doesn't listen. I think he's listened to a couple. I think he's tapped out by now.
Has he?
He didn't mention anything at Christmas about listening.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Dad.
He's tapped out.
Wasn't me. He's the one who looked like me. Now, Okay. There isn't much space to move around in the inside of a car, especially not enough space to do a careful extraction of an embedded foreign body.
Embedded foreign body.
That's medical words.
Yeah.
The paramedics are now firefighters.
Brilliant. Whole lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Have a kickabout Sunday morning. Have a kickabout in the car park as well.
Why not? Yeah. Who were present were also unable to remove the gear stick from inside her. They needed more space. More space to be able to pull her up and off it. There was only one thing for it.
No.
To cut the roof off the car.
Right, I forgot about that.
Yes.
So there's no sunroof. They cut the roof off the car.
The entire roof was sawn off. Lots of the interior taken out, and then very carefully the gear stick was cut at the base. This did mean there was still stick embedded inside vagina, but at least the lady could travel to a hospital to have it removed properly. It probably required surgery in the end.
So they had to cut out the box
and she had to go to hospital with the box still in her.
In a box.
With
a box in a
box. In a box.
How? My God.
What do you tell your employer?
You say, do you like me convertible? It's an automatic now.
How do you ring in sick? What do you say?
Oh God,
I broke my leg. I've got sickness and diarrhea. What do you say?
Oh yeah, car trouble. Sorry, I'm gonna be late. Car trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can tell you at the moment.
Car trouble.
I'm taking a personal day. Yeah.
Do you think you'll make it in? No, absolutely not.
I will be getting the bus when I'm finally in.
Yeah.
Because now I've got a car with no seats, no gear stick, and no roof. Because I'm a dirty rotter.
Yeah. That was from Birmingham on the 15th of December.
Right. So well, there we go.
If you went to Birmingham, I hope you enjoyed that.
Fantastic.
That was my favourite doctor as a nurse as well. Babadoo, 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 bah. Let's pick another one. What do you want next?
One night stands.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I wanted to share my most memorable one-night stand. I was out one night in university and one of my friends started chatting to these two guys who then came back to our house with us. One of the guys was American and seemed like a very interesting person. He was a bit strange, but really good looking. So after everyone had gone to bed, we started hooking up and went to my room.
Strange, but good looking. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes for a one-night stand,
yeah.
Doesn't matter what your personality's like.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Nice face.
Fair enough.
You know, how are you, Chris? Am I boring you?
Yeah,
am I
sorry.
Keeping you up?
Just tired, you know.
Wow.
Not being well.
Can you keep your yawns to yourself on the podcast, please? Apologies to anyone running right now. Chris yawning his face off.
I'm not yawning or sniffing or coughing. There's your choices.
Before we got undressed, he commented how Ireland was so cold, especially the student houses. So he was glad.
So they were in Ireland?
Yeah, they're in Ireland.
Did it say that at the beginning?
No, why?
Just found it confusing. I can't remember this one. I just found it confusing that just before they got undressed, it'd be like, do you know Ireland's really cold this time of year?
Oh, hey, do you know Ireland?
You are strange, but
really
good looking.
Cold. Yeah. Well, he's freezing cold, especially right. The student houses. So he was glad he had his pyjamas. I was confused at this comment as he didn't have a bag, but all became clear when he stripped off and had a full pair of pyjamas underneath
his
clothes.
Yes, I do remember this guy. Yep. Amazing.
Full-length pants and long-sleeved
top. I remember commenting, I think, on the night that he might have already had the condom on as well.
I am fully prepared. Just flaccid. Yeah. Can you do that? Could you put a condom on a flaccid penis?
I imagine
then
you'd have to get hard first, put it on, and then I think depending on the condom and the penis, I think it would probably stay on for
would
the rest
it?
Of the night unless you needed to go for a wee. But that's his level of how lucky he gets. So he's fully dressed, and then it's like, oh, I found a place to crash.
Yeah.
Amazing. Lucky level one, first layer off, pajamas. Oh, there's a girl to have sex with. Level two, lucky, pajamas off, condom on. Great guy. What a guy.
Fail to prepare to fail. I found this all a bit unusual, but he said he had been travelling around Ireland for a while and it was a necessity, so fair enough. The night was fun. The next morning my housemates made a big fry up and were surprised when the American came downstairs with me, as they didn't know he had stayed and his friend had went home.
I was surprised when the American came downstairs with me in the most putrid smelling pair of pyjamas that he'd been wearing under his fucking clothes all the way around Ireland his entire trip. The dirty, dirty sod.
Why is it though I envisage them, I see him as very good looking, tall, dark and handsome, and I think they'd be really posh pyjamas.
Yeah.
Like a proper set. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, in my, yeah.
It's not a t-shirt.
No, it's a button-up.
It's a button-up.
Yeah, he's not in like a t-shirt and shorts for me. He's flannel. They're full length.
They're gold with they're red with like a gold trim or something. That's how I see
almost tartan
them.
For me.
Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
You don't have a set of pyjamas, do you?
I don't have a proper set of pyjamas. No. I was hoping for one for Christmas, but you know, I never heard the hint.
Oh, you told me off because I didn't get any slippers.
Yeah, I didn't get any slippers either. I had to go to the supermarket just after Christmas like a loser and buy me own slippers.
I thought your mum.
The shame.
I thought your mum
cast
on me.
The woman behind the counter just didn't know where to look.
Wow.
Only man in the end of December who buys slippers at the supermarket. There was a surplus. There was mountains of the fuckers. Mm-hmm. Weren't even on sale.
Great. Anyway, there's gone down to...
It's a pity your ma hasn't got the same size feet as me. I should have bought me a pair of fucking slippers by now.
See, if only she knew how simple you were. I can't believe she bought you a crepe pan.
Fucking crepe pan and a knife holder.
You don't like pancakes?
Never eat
you
pancakes.
You literally don't like them.
I'm the only person who doesn't eat them.
That's hilarious. Although, she's already used it though, you know.
I think she used it the next morning. Merry Christmas. I've made everyone else a pancake apart from you and your new pan because you don't like them. Merry Christmas. Put the knives in that holder. The bairn will get them.
So anyway, they've gone downstairs having a fry up.
Mm.
Are you bothered about this bit?
No. If I remember rightly, yeah. No, keep going.
So they've gone downstairs having a fry up, and they're teasing her a bit. It's being a bit immature, teasing her. But they really started pissing themselves laughing when he answered the following question. So her friend asked him where his favourite places in Ireland were so far, and he replied Cork, and then added in complete seriousness, "Oh, except for Inside Jenny."
Yes, I do remember that. Inside Jenny.
He's definitely
Inside
got
Jenny,
posh pajamas.
A great holiday. Visit the gift shop.
3 stars. Too cold.
Tidy, well kept, humble. 3 stars. You know, could have done with this sprucing up. Could have done with modernising.
Yeah, just while we're talking about like TripAdvisors and stuff.
Mm.
Imagine if you could leave. You know how Tinder and all that and Grindr is like people go on there a lot of the time to hook up and sex.
Yeah.
Do they leave reviews?
No.
No.
Do they? They don't, do
no.
they?
No. Imagine
That'd
if
be
they
amazing.
Did.
Amazing. Like Uber. But,
yeah.
Yeah, like you could leave a review of someone you had sex with.
I don't think that could. That's actually, when you say it out loud, it's terrific.
No,
really,
but do you know what would happen though?
What?
If you could leave reviews, then that would obviously mean they would end up being a league table.
Mm.
So someone could be top shagger on Tinder or Grindr.
Wow.
That would be the top one. And I guarantee they'd be famous.
Yeah,
I bet
you
they'd be famous.
Oh, they'd be in Love Island.
Yeah. It'd be like, oh, what do you do? Oh, yeah, I'm the top shagger
probably
on Tinder.
Probably be a Geordie.
Yeah.
Probably be a Geordie.
Probably,
top
yeah.
shagger.
Yeah, top
on,
shagger on Tinder.
On Tinder.
Yeah.
Aye.
Wow.
Do you know, I heard of, is it Bumble? Which one's the one where the girl gets in touch first?
Someone screamed at me at one of the live shows.
Yeah.
It's Bumble. Where
Bumble.
Only the girls can get in touch. Yeah.
Top shagger. Bumble, top shagger.
Top shagger on Bumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good. Yeah. Makes a cracking breakfast. Cuddles after. Top shagger on Bumble.
Yeah. I love a cuddle, even from a stranger.
Bit weird.
Yeah.
Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. What do you want next?
Let's finish with a let's talk about shit.
Well,
give the people what they want.
More,
start of the year as we mean to go on.
Two more next week.
Yeah, we'll do two more next week and some new ones.
Okay. Now, this was my favourite one. This was, I don't think you're going to remember this one because this was in, I'm sure this was September.
Okay.
This is a while ago. Right.
I've got a very good memory, so that's offensive.
Should we do that? Can we sing Let's Talk About Shit?
I don't know if we're allowed anymore on here.
What? No, we can sing.
Okay.
We just can't believe it. Ready? Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shagged, married, and shit.
My
with
a little
bit
of shit.
Oh, that was really good.
Did I do it?
Yeah.
To be honest, my little bit of shit there because of me blocked nose was actually really, really good.
You like Phoebe?
Yeah. Okay, great reference. Move on. I don't get it. I haven't seen all the episodes.
You haven't seen all?
I always think I've seen all the episodes of Friends, and then one comes on that I haven't seen, and I go, oh, I've never seen this one, and people go, oh, you haven't seen that. Shut up, man.
My friend Steph.
There's fucking about 900,000 of them.
My best friend in the world, Steph.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's watched a lot of them. And right. Honestly, you know when someone tells you that, and you go, I don't know how we're friends.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Whilst listening to the episode 108 and the two of you talking about how disgusted Chris gets when Rosie tells him she's off for a shit, reminded me of a story I
doesn't
have
tell us
to
doesn't
tell
us
you.
Just starts doing it in front of us.
I don't do it in front of you. Yeah, you just hang around us and you
just
happen
to be in the bathroom at the time when you're walking and do it, even though we've got three toilets in the house. But yeah, go on.
I don't know why are you so obsessed with me? Why are you so obsessed with me and my dumps? It's a story about my boyfriend's mom. Okay. Please keep me anonymous as several members of his family listen. We've already said this one. This might have been...
This was London Palladium.
This was London Palladium. How do you know?
Because I remember it. Because you said I had a shit memory and I wouldn't remember because it's September. And not only did I remember the story, I remember where it was. It was London Palladium. Keep going.
How do you remember? Oh, right, okay. Whilst visiting my boyfriend's mum's house a few weeks ago as lockdown eased a bit, we were sat chatting in her garden and my boyfriend went to the loo to drop the kids off at the pool.
Great.
Yeah.
Hate that phrase.
As he calls it. And his mum shouted after him, calling him disgusting for sharing that with us all.
Ah.
Like okay. He's gone, I'm going to the toilet to drop the kids off at the pool. Disgusting!
I didn't even know that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Her husband then interjects with, at least he hasn't got to go in the cutlery drawer. Everyone bar me laughed. And I immediately had to know what the joke was. After the laughter, do you remember?
I do remember fully? This, yeah. I'm just wanting everyone who wasn't there, because the Palladium was one of the smaller venues,
yeah,
which is a ridiculous sentence to say. Thanks again for the support, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
After the laughter had calmed down, my boyfriend's stepdad informed me that his wife isn't the most regular person ever. Mm-hmm. She can sometimes go 5 to 7 days without having a shit.
Hell on earth. Hell on earth. She must be 25 stone.
Horrible,
heavier.
That, like. Oh. It doesn't matter what size you are.
I'm saying she was 25 stone heavier.
Oh, right, okay.
I wasn't saying she was big. I was saying she must be that much heavier.
Okay,
5 days, craggy.
I know. Now, I feel awful if I have to go more than 48 hours without relieving myself. Oh. So I cannot imagine how backed up this woman's bowels get. Mm. Same. Turns out this had been happening for many, many years and many doctors have been unable to figure out why.
Many doctors.
But many, many, many
Bring
doctors.
Bring in the next one! Next doctor!
Why can't I shit? We don't know. We don't
many
know.
Many doctors. Just storming out. Storming out of GP after GP. Right! If you don't know as well, I'll go somewhere else. Madam, you can't move GPs again. I will!
But this fact still didn't explain the earlier joke. The stepdad then continued to explain that sometimes, when she does eventually feel the need to go, most of the time she has to get her special knife and fork.
Knife and fork.
Out from underneath the bathroom sink.
Knife and fork. Knife and fork.
But do people know why, though?
They're about to.
To cut up the gargantuan solid impacted turd log she has been sat for 30 minutes producing so that it can actually be flushed away.
Again, for
Holy
me,
shit.
And I remember this came was on the night and I never said it, and then I remember thinking about it in the car later on when we were going back to the hotel. It's the fact that she uses the fork. I understand the knife or maybe even a stick or a wooden spoon or a plunger or a toilet brush or something just to fucking gouge at it. But she literally has a knife
and
fork, puts the fork in it to keep it still and then chop. Just have a stick and just jab at it. Don't
It's so bad though, Chris.
Napkin tucked into the neck.
Oh, no.
Little fingers out. Fork in and slice. And move and next bit and slice. And
that's so bad.
Fucking sad. Drink some water. Eat some roughage. Oh, my God.
A bit of fibre.
Oh, my God. A couple of handfuls of kale. And no one likes kale. People say they like kale or lion. Just hoy it down you. It'll sort you out. Knife and fork?
She, for reference, she has apparently produced a turd so large it went from the bottom of the toilet and came up to just below the rim.
That is impressive, I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed by that.
It is quite impressive.
Yeah,
but
I'm impressed by that, yeah.
I just, the chopping it and that, that's something I've never had to do in my life.
Have you never had a lighthouse?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Never had a lighthouse poo?
Oh, I don't even know if
so
I want to know
if
what
it's
this
one
is.
Like that, if it's one like that, what it is it goes right to the back.
Oh, why is
and then
this?
It comes
why
up
are we talking about
and it
this?
Stands
oh my
like that.
God.
It stands erect in the toilet with the water around it, right? Protruding out of the water.
This is horrible.
Right? Like a fist out of the sand.
No.
Right? And then what happens is you flush, and the tide just goes away and then just comes back.
Oh, no.
And it's still where it was, like a lighthouse. Tide's
that
out.
Is,
tide's back in.
I'm sorry. That is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh, and we've been doing this podcast for a long time. That is, that's horrible.
I've just named it now. Yeah, it's like a lighthouse. Yeah, that's what I was just talking about there. I've only had about two of them in my life. Honestly, it's impressive.
Oh my God.
It's impressive. You turn around, you look at it, you go, bloody hell, that's all. It's one of them ones where you go, I better not even wipe here because this is ridiculous. And then you go flush and it just, the tide goes out and the tide comes back in and the lighthouse there is still standing proud.
I can't get on board with this. Like, oh, can we stop now? That's enough. Horrible.
Oh, I just got a notification on my laptop there. Rafe's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Rafe.
Oh, great.
1 year old, my little boy. You'll be producing lighthouses with the best of them one day, lad. Good luck to you. Godspeed.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is part of the Acast Creator Network, and it's a pleasure to be back, and Happy New Year again to everyone, kicking off the year with hopefully, I mean, I've had fun. Have you had fun?
I've had a lovely time, you know.
Yes, so please, as I say, make your New Year's resolution, send something in to shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, and we'll be back in your ears next week. All the best.
All the best. Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.